Yecheskel, Perachav Aleph, Pasuk Yudches, Linishmas Reinu Harav, Avram Nisanel Ben Shalomo, Refuah Shleima, for those near Refuah Shleima, we are in terrible times here. The sword is being wielded without mercy for any of its victims. It's been polished and readied and sharpened. The guns have been loaded. The triggers have been oiled. The weapons are being unleashed upon us because Hashem has said He is against us. Kivochan, says Pasuk Yudches. Is this a test? So does this mean we are being tested? Does this mean we're hoping it's just a test? Maybe we can pass? Maybe we can cheat? It's a testing. Could be. Uma im gam shevet mo eses lo yihye. And what of it? If there is also a rod that is scorned by this sword, the sword kills, the rod breaks out, breaks your back, but you're not dead necessarily. So bochen can also mean sturdiness and strength, says the Abarbanel. So the sword scorns the rod, or by those scorning the rod, or scorned by the rod. So there's a lot of different mafarshim about what this might mean. This is a test like cherev v'ra'av, pestilence, famine. And if the sword, which is the rod, is being used against my son, is he going to survive? No'om Hashem Elokim, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is he going to make it through? Rashi says, will he survive if I unleash it on him? Others say, we said back in Pasuk Tesvav, can we rejoice? If somehow we scorn idolatry and you can keep the sword sheath, that's not going to happen anymore. Because unfortunately, Shevi Yehuda does not scorn idolatry, and they're following behind the 10 tribes who already were punished for their idolatry. We're as bad as our brethren. We do all the same terrible things. We hope, maybe not. The sword is supposed to be a test, says the third pshat. Radak brings this one down. That when the sword is taken from the scabbard, that's to test us, to scare us, so that we do tshuva. Let's listen to the Nevi'im. The sword can be replaced in its place. But if we don't, then it won't be sheathed, as we saw earlier in the parak, and the sword will be turned against us. What if it doesn't help? What if using the sword as a rod of punishment doesn't work? Well, then it's going to be a sword of death. Is it the monarchy? So we scorn the staff, the rod of monarchy. We scorned the Torah. Now the sword is going to slash down upon us. So a lot of different possibilities, but none of them good, because we're not going to do the right thing. Given the opportunity to do the right thing, we will always choose the opposite. So this is some mushel. Getting the chance, the Rabbi Breuer says the sword has swept over us twice, and now comes the third time. The Atav Ben Adam says, Pasuk Yutes, Hinave, prophesy, son of man. The Hach Kaf El Kaf, clap your hands one against each other. You clapped on your thigh with no effect, and because you were so emotional. Now, clap your hands together, like people who are in Avelos, people who are beside themselves. They can't even do anything more than moan and groan. The Sikafel Cherev Shali Shisa, Cherev Chalolim. A third sword will be doubled. A sword of the bodies of the corpses. A sword of the slain. So the sword to destroy Yerushalayim. The sword of the Bnei Amon on Gedaliah. Some Gedaliah. And a third sword, brought down by Rashi, doubled as much as the other two combined. The sword of the great slaughter of all those who are going to die. Everything is in here. All the tragedies of the Churban. Tragedies of personal tragedy where we killed our own best hope. Tragedies where Bavel killed our leaders. Tragedies where now the masses are going to be absolutely massacred. Cherev Chalolim. Hi Cherev Chalol HaGadol HaChoder Eslohem. The sword of the great slaughter which is going to penetrate them. There's no escape from it. Wherever you go, the sword is chasing you. The bullets are following you. The missiles and drones have targeted you. Modern weaponry, just as much as ancient weaponry, you're followed by death and destruction, and there's no escape. The generals of the armies running away to Egypt, and the sword will overtake them there. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to escape. Chaf Laman Lamug Lev. in order to melt the heart. Lamug, a different phrase for the same idea. Rashi says lamug means like to be moved, or to be melted, or to be broken, Targum Yonasan says. The harbe ha-michsholim, and there are many obstacles, there are many stumbling blocks. Al kol sha'areihem, by all of their gates, by all of their cities, nosati ivchas chorev, I gave the scream, the shrieking of the sword. So you're running and you're tripping and you're falling and the sword is screaming as it comes for you. If you've ever heard fireworks, New Year's Eve recently, July 4th, the shrieking of the fireworks as they go. Thank God we are fortunate enough. I remember the videos from 1991 with the Scud missiles falling on Eretz Yisrael from Iraq. I'm sure they're hearing it constantly with the Houthi now, and before them Hezbollah and Hamas, the screaming of the rockets as they come down on every city. Ach, asuya levarak mu'uta letovach. Whoa, ach, kind of like aha. It's made to gleam, to glitter, to shine, wrapped up for the slaughter. So many different words for the beauty of the sword, for the polished surface of the sword that's being used to murder us and massacre us, enwrapped in a cloth until you yank the cloth off and then kill people with it. His achadi says, Chafalev, hey, mini, get yourself to one side, to the right. Hasimi, hasimili, direct yourself to the left. Anafanayich mu'ados. Try. Zigzag to one side, to the other side. Which way is your face directed? Trying to escape. You're going to get away? Sorry to tell you, no matter what direction, the sword, right, left, is following the course that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set for it. We're not going to get away.